when I began my ministry, when I used to go preaching. And when I started the service with this hymn, I could look from the pulpit and see smiling faces. If you do any public speaking, you'll realize that very often when you're talking from the front, people's faces are full of frowns and misery. But after we sung this one, everybody's faces were smiling. And I believe the Lord blessed because of that.
Amen.
Thanks, Philip. So we're going to sing.
You can go and sit down now.
Well, you can do a solo if you want, Philip. So, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Verses there, and actually it was written about nearly 300 years ago, that one, and the original poem, set of stanzas that this came from, was 17 long, and we missed one of these out today, so we'd have been here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we have pity on you.
Okay, the next one was actually chosen by Jean Maggs, but apparently she's not here. So say a little bit about the song. It's called I Love You, Lord, and it was written by Laurie Klein, and it was published in 1978. And she was in 78, she was a young mother who had a very young child, and her and her husband had moved to somewhere in America where she was away from her family, and she was feeling very alone. And apparently in the mornings, before her little kiddie woke up and she had to tend to him, she'd spend time with God. And on this particular morning, she was feeling very low, and her prayer really was, I haven't got anything to give you, God. If you want, you know, something, then you'll have to give it to me, really. And she had a guitar with her, and this song came into her head, and she started to play it, and she said it transformed her life, really. She just felt so at one with God from it, through it, and of course it's been used many times since then. But it's rather good, isn't it, when you're lonely and you really turn to God, he sort of turns up, and he turned up for this one. So we're going to sing it, but what we're going to try and do today, if you remember this, on the second line, it's to worship you. We're going to try and put in the second one, to trust in you. And then in the third time, we're saying it, to serve you, Lord. So let's see if we can do that. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Trust. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to trust in you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. To serve. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to serve you, Lord, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Right, so this next song is my good friend Wes. You remember choosing this one, Wes, hopefully.
Yeah, when trees are
reminded me. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we married him for. That's what it is, Wes. So it's Father, I Place Into Your Hands. So, Wes, come and tell us why it's a particular favourite of yours.
Well, this song is particular to me because when I became a Christian, I had to learn a new set of skills. I had to be more considerate of others and learn to love others, because before that I walked alone and it was a hard journey. And I picked up this song mainly at house group at North Road with Sally and Paul Evans. And it just stuck with me that when you're stuck, there's only one man to go to. Although I must admit, the Lord did give me a sidekick, for which I'm grateful, even though he's short.
This next song actually is written by a young lady again called Jenny Hewer, and she was realizing as life went on, as she got older, that there's so many things she can't cope with, so many things that she couldn't do without God's help, so many things she couldn't change because they were just happening around her. So she wrote this song, and as you go through each of the verses, it reminds us that we can place them in the hands of God, because whatever we give to him, he doesn't let go of and lose. Particularly important with our children, isn't it? We have to let them go as parents, but the good news is God never lets them go, so we can place them in his hands. So we're going to sing this one particularly for Wes. Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do. Father, I place into your hands the things that I've been through. Father, I place into your hands the way that I should go, for I know I always can trust you. Father, I place into your hands my friends and family. Father, I place into your hands the things that have troubled me. Father, I place into your hands the person I should be, for I know I always can trust you. Father, we love to see your face. We love to hear your voice. Father, we love to sing your praise and in your name rejoice. Father, we love to walk with you and in your presence rest, for I know I always can trust you. Father, I want to be with you and do the things you do. Father, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to. Father, I want to love the ones that you draw me to, for I know that I am one with you.
Well, this next one actually probably took the most work to put together. and that's why Brenda's chuckling, I think. it's a song called Trust in the Lord and Don't Despair. And when I first saw it written down, I thought, I don't know that one at all. And I think, did you hum it to me, or somebody hummed it to me, and I thought, I know that. and it was like probably when I was about five, I used to sing this. It was a long time ago. But it's one of those songs that once you knew that long ago. I sang it to my sister as well this last week. I said, oh yes, I know that. And we were putting all the twiddly bits in as well. Anyway, come and tell us why you chose. Do you want to come up here, then everybody could hear?
I learnt this a long, long time ago, as John says. My uncle had a chapel in Wales, and they used to really, really sing it out, you know.
Yeah.
And it just don't go out your head, it's there. And I remember one day I was looking after Jack, and I had the kids small, and things was really getting on top of me. And I was sweeping up the kitchen, and I started singing it. And I sang it, and I sang it, and I sang it, and I was okay.
Yeah, thank
you. Bless you, Brenda. Yeah, just stick in your head, Brenda. Doesn't it, Brenda? And when we get to the chorus, which begins with sing, you've got to really sort of raise it, okay? So none of the funeral dirges, a bit of raise, okay?
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see. sing, sing, sing. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through.
More trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day.
Who knew that?
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
That's good.
All the youngsters.
Quite a smattering, yes.
So if that's going through your head the rest of the day, blame Brenda.
Yeah, it's like a real earworm, that.
It is,
that,
it's an earworm.
Every day I woke up, I was humming this tune.
You're even singing it on the golf course, weren't you?
I was, yes.
Did it help? Did it help with the golf at all?
No. Not a lot does, no. No.
The next one we're going to sing is My Lighthouse by Rend Collective, chosen by Fraser.
So I first liked this song because about 6 years ago, when I first went to church, I was a bit nervous because, like, going to new places, you think, oh. So, and when this song came on, I thought, yeah, I like this song. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I chose this song. And I think, like, My Lighthouse, like, if we're in a good place or a bad place, like, he's always there with you, inside you, and you can feel it. That's why I like this song.
Thank you.
Cheers. Well known, Fraser.
Thanks, Fraser.
Funny, when I first heard about Rend Collective, I actually thought they were called Rent Collectors. And I thought, that's a funny name. But then when I heard the name Rend Collective, I thought, well, that's a funny name. But the reason they're actually called Rend Collective, apparently, is in Joel... Where we are, Joel 2, 12 and 13, it talks about the Israelites used to rend their clothes when they were, you know, repentant. And God says, I don't want you to rend your clothes, I want you to rend your hearts to me. And that's where it comes from. And, of course, the Lighthouse bit, Rend Collective are from Bangor in Northern Ireland, and it's a seaside town. So, of course, a lighthouse would mean an awful lot to them being seafarers. So there you go. Thought you wanted to know that.
Yeah, thanks, George.
I've got to be told I've got to try and not speed this one up too much. Oh,
in my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust your promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear what what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust your promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
Fire before us.
Fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storm. Fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storm. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust your promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Our final song is been chosen by Colin, so it's In Heavenly Love Abiding. So I'm going to help Colin up so he can come and tell us why.
Thank you. When I used to teach, I stopped piano lessons when I was 10. My father stopped it. Big mistake. But I kept on playing through the Sunday school. And the time came when, a little, about 11 years of age, when they asked me if I would play the organ in church, or at least try it. I did. I couldn't reach the pedals properly, but it continued. And I became aware that as time was going on, that there were certain hymns that were revered and respected and treated with great love. And in the services at that time, they used to have four hymns, but the sermon used to come after the third hymn. And so this particular night, I played the third hymn, and then I set up the music for the fourth hymn, and my stops for the organ, and the music to play after the service had finished. And the minister would start, you see. So when I go to my little seat, he'd be preaching. And this one night I went there, and Mr. David Davis there. He was the inspector in the bus station in Tredegar. They used to call him Davis the Bus. So Davis Bus was preaching, and he was talking on a sermon based on Luke. And he was saying how the farmer was ploughing his field, and he had the oxen and his whip controlled. Keep his eye on some distant marker. How they used to do it, goodness knows. But he would have some distant marker. And this is the life for you. You need to have this distant marker. And this voice said to me, Colin, this is for you. This is what you must do. The fourth hymn was In Heavenly Love Abiding. I don't remember playing it, actually, because everything had gone pink. But I must have played it, mustn't I? Because there wasn't World War III after the service to see what had happened to me. All right? That didn't happen. And so you have this wonderful, wonderful hymn. The words were written by one unaware in your beloved England in 1850. The music was written in my beloved Wales by one David Jenkins. Who else? In 1890. So there's 40 years difference there for these things to be put together. And I fell in love with that hymn. I played it for my own baptism. I played it for my girlfriend's baptism. Those of you who know Hillary, she became my wife. I played it for my father's baptism. That's a wonderful story, that one. And then I played it for my father's funeral. It was played at my mother's funeral. And it was played when Hillary passed over. I love this hymn. Please sing it with reverence. Thank you. Diolch yn fawr.
Colin. I think that tune is Penland, isn't it, Colin, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they say it's based on somewhere near the Gower or Swansea, I think, originally. And David Jenkins, if you want to look him up, he won a number of choral Eisteddfods in Wales, a great choral writer as well. So look him up, it's worth doing. So thank you for choosing that. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Particularly when you do a good congregation or a choir singing soprano alto tenor bass, and the lines are so singable.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wondrous. I used to give this to students, young, very young students, to analyze the harmony, you know, to give them an insight
mm-hmm.
into what could be done.
Yeah. Beautiful, yeah. And the lady who wrote it, she lived in Bristol for many years in Clifton, and she's buried in Arnos Vale Cemetery in Bristol. So, yeah. Mm. Okay, so it's time for us to give thanks for our food. As you know, we'll have our first part of our food, and then we'll have a break, and Gerald will come and share with us, and then if you're good enough, you might get some pudding. Okay, so I'm going to give thanks. Thank you, George.
Yeah, Father, thank you, for first of all, for the wonderful songs you've given us to sing to glorify your name. But we do thank you now, Lord, for the food we're going to share and the time we're going to share now in your name. Amen.
Amen.